The baby boomers are starting to retire, and they're taking with them all the know-how they acquired during their careers. Morning Edition Steve Inskeep spoke with a researcher who's studying what that brain drain means for business.
David DeLong thinks the retirements could hurt the companies they've left behind. He's the author of a book called Lost Knowledge, and he's on the line. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
So what are some examples of the kind of knowledge that you're talking about when you say that baby boomers are all going to retire over the next few years and take all the brain power with them?
Well, Steve, one of the most interesting examples and the one that gets people's attention is many people listening are old enough to remember that we went to the moon 6 times back between 1969-72 in the Apollo missions, and we're talking about going back again today. But what isn't talked about is the fact that we couldn't go to the moon today if we had to. We've lost the knowledge about how to launch lunar modules. As engineers were retired out of NASA in the 90s, and we actually failed to keep the blueprints we needed for the Saturn V rocket.
You mean most of those people that we saw depicted in the movie Apollo 13 are they're retired in Florida or someplace like that now?
Exactly right. And they're playing golf or they're passed on, and they're not available to NASA to provide the experiential knowledge that they gained from that incredible technological accomplishment of landing on the moon.
Does your research show that this problem is truly widespread, that companies all across the economy are going to be dealing with it in the coming years?
There are particular industries that are going to be notably impacted. The federal government, this is a huge problem coming in the federal government, and frankly, government at all levels, because there are so many older workers in these companies because of downsizing over the years and the lack of hiring over time. Manufacturing, the energy sector, chemicals, oil and gas, utilities, those are some of the ones that are going to be most hard hit.
You mentioned the federal government, and you write, in fact, about the knowledge to make and maintain a nuclear weapon from the 1950s and 60s.
We haven't tested a nuclear weapon in the United States since 1992. That means the last people who have direct experiential knowledge of what it means to test a weapon are now in their, probably in their 70s and 80s. And so the Department of Energy has struggled to retain knowledge about a practice that is actually not being used. We want people around who know how to manage them and to maintain them and keep them safe.
Once companies understand that they're going to have a problem or that they already do have a problem, what can they really do about it? People are going to retire.
Well, there's a whole series of things that they can do. NASA has developed an elaborate knowledge sharing program that actually uses storytelling to pass on knowledge from one generation of program managers to another.
The old program manager gathers around the campfire with the young program manager. And
it sounds funny, but they actually have master program manager forums where they get together and tell stories about how they successfully implemented certain space programs and sometimes how they didn't do things.
Is there any chance that some of this loss of knowledge could be a good thing? I mean, I think about some of the things that have happened in corporate America and some things you'd almost hope the company would forget.
Absolutely. There's plenty of knowledge we should lose, and we will lose, we have no choice, and indeed you want a new blood, new ideas in organizations. And frankly, there are people who should retire, who haven't renewed their skills and stayed motivated. This is not an argument to keep employing older workers. It's an argument for identifying where we're vulnerable because of the types of knowledge people have and needs to be retained.
We've been talking to David DeLong. He's the author of Lost Knowledge, Confronting the Threat of an Aging Workforce. Mr. DeLong, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Steve.